My dear faithful, in the Old Testament there lived a holy man named Job. Job was a very wealthy man. He had many possessions, including 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 donkeys, and countless servants to care for them. But even more dear to Job were his 7 sons and 3 daughters. Now Job was held in high esteem by all the people of the land, not because of his vast possessions, but rather because of his great piety and virtue. For Job was a man who feared and loved God. Yet Job's peace was not to remain undisturbed, for the devil, seeing such a holy man, was determined to make him fall. Believing that Job loved God only because God had blessed him with many possessions, the devil sought to take all these away. And God permitted the devil to do this, seeing that it was for the greater good of Job's soul. And thus one day, Satan tempted some evil men to steal Job's oxen and donkeys, and to kill the servants who were tending them. Then the devil caused fire to fall from heaven, which killed all of Job's sheep and his shepherds. Next he inspired the Chaldeans, a neighboring tribe, to steal Job's camels and to kill the servants watching over them. And finally, Satan caused a violent wind, and this blew down the house of Job's eldest son, killing all his children who had been gathered therein. In an instant, Job had lost everything. Yet despite his immense grief, Job fell upon his knees and worshiped God. With great resignation, he prayed these words: "The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. As it hath pleased the Lord, so is it done. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Now the devil, seeing that his plan had not worked, desired to afflict Job's body, for he believed that a man would do anything to save his own life, even if it meant cursing God. Once again, God permitted the devil to do this, seeing the good that would come from this trial. So Satan struck Job with a very grievous ulcer, from the sole of his foot even to the top of his head, completely disabling the poor man. Then to increase Job's misery, his wife came and mocked him, and his friends came and accused him of sin. Nevertheless, Job replied, "If we have received good things at the hand of God, why should we not receive evil? Although he should kill me, I will trust in the Lord. He shall be my Savior, for I know that my Redeemer lives, and the last day I shall rise out of the earth, and in my flesh I shall see my God." Thus Job was willing to lose everything, to suffer any affliction, no matter how great, so long as he did not lose God, for he knew that anything on this earth was worth losing in order to gain God forever in heaven. And God was so pleased with Job's faith, so pleased with his patient endurance of all these trials, that he not only restored Job's health and all that he had lost, but he gave Job twice as much as he had before. For Job ended up gaining 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. And finally, God also blessed Job with 7 more sons and 3 more daughters. My dear faithful, no matter what we encounter in this life, no matter how great the trial or danger with which we are faced, no matter what losses we suffer, no matter how dark it may seem, let us never lose our trust in Almighty God. For he is indeed a loving Father. And as a loving Father, he will provide for us in all of our needs, so long as we do not abandon him. No matter how helpless and abandoned Job felt, he never gave up on God. "Although he should kill me," Job said, "I will trust in the Lord." And God rewarded Job's trust by delivering him from his many evils. Let us, my dear faithful, imitate the confidence of Job. Let us always remember that no matter what happens, God is in control. Let not your heart be troubled, our Lord told his apostles at the Last Supper. You believe in God, believe also in me. Therefore, when troubles and afflictions come, turn to God with confidence, knowing that he will give you the strength to bear all things. Turn away from all fear and worry, and turn to God in prayer, saying always, My God, I place my trust in thee. And then leave all in God's hands. My dear friends, if we do this, if we leave all things in God's hands and carry on with trust in him, God will indeed reward us as he rewarded Job, and we will have peace not only in this life, but also for all eternity in the next. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.